My name is, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM, which is true.
This is Rob Sapper, host of Overlooked, WGXC's excursion into underheard and overlooked music. Overlooked is now on fourth Tuesday of each month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Each show is themed, connecting disparate types of music in new and uncharted ways. That's Overlooked, 12 to 2 on Tuesdays.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Corey McCaslin, welcome you to Forgotten Geek on WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Coming up musically on this installment are songs from Syd Barrett, Digital Underground, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, and Sesame Street plus more. Plenty of geek speak to get through, so let's go. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association responded to the Golden Globes wider than Oscars backlash that resulted from revelations after this year's disastrous ceremony they have zero black members. While the reforms they've already promised are enough for ceremony broadcaster NBC, it's not for Netflix, joined by Amazon, who have said they won't have anything to do with them until greater change is made. This includes more defined rules, transparency, a 50% increase in inclusionary membership, and a code of ethics, which coincides with ScarJo firing a major shot, urging the industry to move away from the organization due to sexist questions and remarks bordering on harassment. And by a bit of a squeaker, but not too much of one, the self-produced and distributed MST3K Kickstarter exceeded its goal by almost a million and broke the Season 11 Drive's record. Through their own platform, the Gizmoplex, they will premiere 13 new episodes with Jonah and his boss alternating with quarantine specialty host Emily Marsh as Emily Crenshaw and her bots, two episodes with Joel returning to Riff, 12 shorts, and a three-host holiday team-up. They'll also be riffing their first 3D movie. Loose Lips Sink Starships. TrekMovie.com reported that in a cameo appearance, John DeLancey said he'll appear in 6 episodes over the next 2 seasons of Picard, connecting to rumors they will shoot the next 2 seasons back-to-back, which had already gotten a no comment by producer Akiva Goldsman. Marvel's latest sizzle reel, primarily a showcase for the first Eternals footage, also revealed the new titles for 2 upcoming sequels. Black Panther now has the subtitle Wakanda Forever, and Captain Marvel 2 is now The Marvels. And they, of course, end it with a shadowy glimpse of the Fantastic Four logo. Over in the floppies, the X-Men June crossover Hellfire Gala in which the United and not taken anymore mutants opened their island nation of Krakoa to humanity for the first time for a celeb-studded ball. Marvel promised numerous celebrities from across the spectrum of entertainment, news, and sports as guests, and the first confirmed names they passed on, such as Conan O'Brien and Ira Glass, also includes a returning celeb guest, Eminem, making his second Marvel comic appearance after 2009's Eminem Punisher team-up one-shot. The Hollywood Reporter broke some more details on J.J. Abrams and Ta-Nehisi Coates' Black Superman film, revealing it'll be a standalone a la Matt Reeves' The Batman. It will star Ra's al Ghul Kal-El and not be one of the alternates from the books, and might even be a period piece set sometime in the 20th century. Meanwhile, while promoted without remorse, Michael B. Jordan shot down speculation, including my own, he would star based on prior remarks he'd be interested in playing Big Blue. Also, just saying, Ray Fisher has a point about this all being announced after relating Jeff Johns' declaration Superman couldn't have a black grandfather. The likely to draw heavily from Mr. Johns' work Green Lantern HBO Max series is found as Guy Gardner. The live feed reports the Berlanti-produced show has cast American Horror Story regular Finn Wittrock as the cocky alpha male ringslinger, also giving some details on the show's premise, which will start with closeted FBI agent Alan Scott finding the original Lantern, and then jumping forward to the 80s as Guy teams with half-alien Lantern Bree Jarta. Almost forgotten Bat sub-franchise child Pennyworth may have a shot at jumping onto the mothership. Live feed also reports that depending on the performance of Season 2 on Epix, a hypothetical third season would premiere first on HBO Max. And in this segment, Amazon announced its adaptation of Invincible, perhaps best described to paraphrase as what Zack Snyder thinks he's doing with his superhero works, has been renewed for two more seasons. Today's first set kicks off with Mystic Eyes by Them.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Yes, I'm a king bee, child.
That was I'm a King Bee by Syd Barrett, which followed Them's Mystic Eyes. Legendary isn't letting the likely expiration of their time with the Big G get in their way. Heat Vision reporting Godzilla vs. Kong's post-pandemic success has led them to begin serious discussions with director Adam Wingard to continue it, presumably with Kong taking the alpha kaiju position. While Wingard is also busy developing Thundercats and the Face-Off continuation, he has reportedly already been discussing a Son of Kong film. So, Gorgo and Reptilicus, it might be your chance to shine. Netflix is charging to the rescue of the development hell-stuck Redwall, most recently a victim of Disney taking a combine tractor to Fox's pre-acquisition development slate. Variety reports their adaptation of Brian Jacques' best-selling and beloved Lord of the Rings with Forest Critters novel saga, starting with Over the Garden Wall creator Patrick McHale writing a film adapting the first book to be followed by a miniseries focused on Martin the Warrior. Speaking of fantasy icons stuck in media purgatory, THR broke that the new Red Sonja has been found in the form of Hannah John Kamen, who betrays sympathetic villain Ghost in the second Ant-Man. She'll lead Millennium's long guest Jaden, had to shake off some canceled behind-the-scenes talent, reboot of Roy Thomas and Barry Windsor Smith's amalgam of Robert E. Howard characters for their classic Conan run at Marvel. Anecdote, the 1985 bomb starring Brigitte Nielsen and Arnold Schwarzenegger is the first time I can remember making a fan complaint, as I knew she was a Conan character, so why is Arnold playing a different character? It would be years before I learned about rights and contracts and the business side of show, but still. Deadline reports Netflix has won the bidding war for Gunpowder Milkshake, the Karen Gillan and Lena Headey top-line female assassin film, also featuring Angela Bassett, Michelle Yeoh, and Paul Giamatti. Netflix is also getting its knives out, closing a Mega Millions deal to pick up the two planned sequels for Rian Johnson and Daniel Craig's sleeper mega hit. While speaking to Deadline, Lionsgate TV chair Kevin Biggs confirmed the John Wick series spinoff, The Continental, will be a prequel. It was elaborated to be set 40 years prior to the first film and focus on a younger version of Ian McShane's character Winston and follow a more British format, the first season being comprised of three 90-minute installments. Legendary is going back to one of the kings of VHS horror for a surprise franchisization attempt. According to THR, they've acquired the rights to 1978 faux doc classic Faces of Death. Their take, written and directed by Cam Team Issa Mazzei and Daniel Goldhaber, will of course go meta, as a traumatized video website moderator discovers a group who are recreating the deaths from the original movie. Trivia, sometime in the zeros, there were plans to reboot it as a slasher based around the quote-unquote doctor, Francis B. Gross, the narrator and host of the original. There may be one more trip to the original Living Dead verse in store. Heat Vision reporting the Romero estate is seeking directors to helm Twilight of the Dead, the fifth installment in the saga that began with Night. Romero had begun work on the script before his 2017 death with screenwriter Paolo Zalotti, who was given permission to finish by widow Suzanne. Said to serve as his final statement on the genre, ignoring diary and survival, and picks up after land on a mostly decimated and lifeless world where some glimmer of hope may yet exist. Romero's lost work has a premiere date, Shudder, announcing June 8th, their platform will debut The Amusement Park, a short film the Lutheran Society commissioned him to make in 1973 to raise awareness of elderly abuse and ageism, which he did by telling the story of a disoriented and isolated elderly man whose struggles are manifested through roller coasters and larger crowds. Now here's Charlie Walker's classic ad line play, Don't Squeeze My Charmin.
Did you hear what happened last Saturday night while dancing and drinking? We all got half tied. This sweet thing named Charmin was dancing with me when up jumped her boyfriend and he hollered at me. Please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight, you'd best heed my warning.
sweet as can be. And if Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me. Along about midnight, I was feeling no pain, and me and Miss Charmin were dancing again. Then Hank and Big Harlan got into a fight, and I heard someone holler as out went the light. Don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You'd best heed my warning, it's the last one tonight. She's soft and she's gentle and as sweet as can be.
Please help me find Cookie. Please stop music. Mike, please, put off you by Googie. Please stop dancing. Turn light on. Please help me find Googie. He wants it back. He wants it back again. Oh, please stop dancing. Please, Miss Peggy. Please, lights on. Please, excuse me, but please stop flashing lights.
After Charlie Walker pleaded to Don't Squeeze My Charmin was Me Lost Me Cookie at the Disco from Sesame Disco. Geek Speaks doing some spring cleaning for the last segment with some quickfire biopic / docudrama news. Update in Spielberg's semi-biographical childhood project / film reports it has a name, The Fablemans, and is doing open casting calls to cast Kid Spielberg and Teen Spielberg. Anton Fuqua has been tapped to produce and direct Chaka, King of the Zulu Nation for Showtime, a series retelling the story of the legendary African monarch. Hollywood Reporter reports Jenna Coleman will lead the series The War Rooms, betraying the inspiration for Miss Moneypenny, Joan Bright, based on her memoir which chronicled the stories of the women who worked in Churchill's bunker. Same source broke that Helen Mirren has been cast in Oscar winner Guy Nativ's untitled biopic of Golda Meir that narrows the focus down to the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Over 30 years after The Last Temptation of Christ, Scorsese and Schrader are ready to go back to dramatizing the roots of Christianity, the latter telling The New Yorker they've begun developing The Apostles and the Apocrypha, projected to run 3 seasons and covering the first century after the crucifixion. In the Seems Only Natural department, Billy Ray and Shane Salerno, the team behind Showtime's The Comey Report, are developing an untitled follow-up about the 1-6 insurrection and subsequent investigation, one source saying Brendan Gleeson will likely reprise his portrayal of Trump. CVN, Dawn of Untouchables. Showtime's also looking at a new take on the war between Al Capone and Elliot Ness, adapted Max Allen Collins and A. Brad Schwartz's 2018 nonfiction novel. Elizabeth Olsen's slipping into a different genre but a familiar era for her after WandaVision, TV Line reporting she signed on for David E. Kelly's Love and Death, an HBO miniseries telling the story of 1980s Texas housewife Kanye Montgomery and her axe murdering of a friend. The Veep crew's next trip down presidential crime lane, the White House Plumbers, keeps filling out its cast. Domhnall Gleeson will portray John Dean, and Lena Headey will portray Dorothy Hunt in the HBO mini on the Watergate crisis. Another view on that event will come through The Watergate Girl, adapting Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebank's autobiography, which was just optioned by Katie Holmes' production company for her to star in. Ending Geek Speak with a musical biopic run-through, FX has picked up Danny Boyle's Pistol, an adaptation of Steve Jones' memoir Lonely Boy, chronicling the rise and fall of the Sex Pistols. Kenneth Branagh will direct an untitled Bee Gees biopic for Paramount and Amblin, with script by Ben Elton. Netflix is nearing a deal for Shout It Out Loud, a Kiss biopic from Kon-Tiki and Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales director Joaquin Ronning, with the cooperation of Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. And finally, Penny Dreadful's Reeve Carney will portray Jeff Buckley in Everybody Here Wants You, scheduled for release next year. Closing in on the bottom of the hour, here's Whistle with Just Buggin'.
And this is true, we love to do the things that we're not supposed to do. We don't mean robbing, stealing, or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging.
That was fresh. That was fresh. That was fresh. That was fresh.
Party poopers in the place, we want you all to see that we can be taken seriously. But if you don't believe that, then forget you all, cause we're gonna party hardy and have a ball. Cause we're here to prove through bugged out means that things aren't always what they seem. We want you all to scream and start to shout as we go on a mission and bug on out.
Bye. for a whistle, and this is true. We love to do the things that we're not supposed to do. We don't mean robbing, stealing, or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging. About us, Jazz and KD, but sometimes it's all about just me. You know what I notice all of a sudden? When I speak, people diss ear button. There's not another person who sounds like me. Indubitably, there will never be. I say a tongue twister like the blink of an eye. Say it so well, you would think it's a lie. Like Peter Parker picked up his gold pen, put it on the battle cell, then pursued his friend. His plot deployed, the polluted punk persisted to prohibit, so the plot is bland flunk. My problem with pleasure, plenty people who flee is blame. The proper part without a picture of grief. And my present play procrastinates my plea. So I'm the perfect pacemaker, perpetrator, praise me. Tell me, girl, now is it true that you love for me just to talk to you? For you to be my girl and I'll be your man. You'd be mine, not just another fan. You'd be with me everywhere I go. You'd hold my hand at every show. Inseparable is what we'd be. Jazz and jazz and eternally. But after all of this, you know the dream would end. I wouldn't talk to you, I'd talk to your friend. And you would call me conceited and you'd call me wrong. But you'd call me that night and try to turn me on. And you'd dial my digits in the day or late at night. Promise and swear that you'd do me right. But I doubt that anything that you do would ever give me the stomach to talk to you. Now I'm bugging. To impress, but DJ Silver Spinner is
really
fresh. He got tricks up his sleeve, and if that isn't enough, grab a front row seat and check out this. When the place gets hot and the air gets thinner, the mutilator on the tables is a silver spinner. Your scratch is fascinator, so why don't you reveal it? Make it hard enough so everybody can or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging.
To the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J's, ZZY style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop, swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Rover. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all.
squeaky leaky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back. I gotta take a leaky. So I'm draining entertainers. But I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Hey yo, he saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going with the wind. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland. It's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter. My rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me. Harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the
why
same,
too?
Cause it's the same song.
And all I'm wearing is the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
And all I'm wearing is the same song.
Y'all don't check hands, y'all don't. Y'all don't stop. It's just the same old song.
Same song.
Give it to me, y'all don't play.
All I'm wearing is the same song.
Humpty Hump in the house, y'all.
All I'm wearing is the same song.
You know what? It's the same old song.
Forgotten Geek continues, coming out of Same Song from Digital Underground, from the infamous cult failure Nothing But Trouble, preceded by Just Buggin' by Whistle. Today's penultimate set begins with O'Keefe Music Foundation's take on Thunderkiss 65.
Yeah. Huh? I'll show you what danger is, baby.
After Thunderkiss 65, as rendered by O'Keefe Music Foundation, was the Power Man 5000 remix of Ministry's Jesus Built My Hot Rod, and lastly My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult's Sex on Wheels Motor City remix. Thanks for listening, stay safe, I'll be back in 2 weeks with the next entry in One Hitters. We'll start our finish with Pet Shop Boys' This Must Be the Place I Waited Years to Leave, reworked from a rejected Bond theme, and fade out with Aura by The Church. We'll be right back.
back from the war. I wish somebody would tell me the score. We raked old Poseidon over the coals, shook his shells, shaved his shoals. Where can a soldier fix himself a drink? Forget the noise, forget the stink. And the opium's running pretty low, 'cause when the pain comes back, I don't want to know. Across yonder ocean, the natives are fierce. Their ears are filled, their teeth are pierced. But it's not their spears that spill your breath. They kill their enemies by loving them to death. Sucked our ambition.